Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. Almighty God, who through thine only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, hast overcome death and opened unto us the gate of everlasting life, we humbly beseech thee that, as by thy special grace preventing us, thou dost put into our minds good desires, so by thy continual help we may bring the same to good effect. If we have been keeping a proper prayer book Lent, we have followed the warnings of the Old Testament prophets and the tales of our Lord's journey toward Jerusalem in the daily office, observing such a measure of fasting and abstinence as is more especially suited to extraordinary acts and exercises of devotion, and who have entered fully into the experience of our Lord's Passion through the services of Holy Week, from Palm Sunday, which began with Christ's triumphal entry into Jerusalem and concluded with the narrative of his crucifixion, to Maundy Thursday, when he gave his followers a new commandment, that ye love one another as I have loved you, when he instituted the sacrament of his body and blood for a perpetual remembrance of and communion with him, and when Judas, one of the 12, betrayed him with a kiss, and even Peter denied him 3 times. To Good Friday, when many of the same people who had spread cloaks and palm branches before him in his triumphal entry now joined in the ugly chant of "Crucify him!" And when, of course, he was crucified, nailed to a tree, dying in agony for the sins of the world, of you and I, while we were yet sinners. And Holy Saturday, when his mortal remains rested in the grave, but his immortal and indeed divine nature harrowed hell itself, breaking down the very gates of hell, trampling Satan underfoot, releasing the righteous dead from their imprisonment, and overthrowing the very powers of sin and death. And in the great vigil of Easter last evening, we heard recounted the sweep of salvation history from creation itself to Christ's payment of our unpayable debt. Tetelestai, Christ spake from the cross, usually translated, it is finished. Most of us tend to think of this as Christ's realization and acceptance of his own death, certainly the conclusion to his earthly mission. But tetelestai is a word in Koine Greek, the lingua franca of the Mediterranean world in the first century. It was borrowed into the Aramaic, which Jesus almost certainly spake. And it does indeed mean to bring to an end, to complete, to accomplish. But it also means paid in full. The equivalent Jewish word in the Torah has the meaning repay or to make restitution, to make amends, to restore or make peace, to make whole. In his crucifixion and resurrection, Christ has not only fulfilled the messianic prophecies of the Hebrew Scriptures, not only completed his own earthly mission, but has fully and completely made restitution for the debt we owed to our Creator by choosing the path of sin rather than the path of holiness and righteousness. He has made amends for us. He has restored the broken relationship between humankind and God, our Creator. At least those members of the human race who have accepted him as our Savior and seek to follow him. He has made peace between us and our Creator when we had rebelled against him, and too often continue to rebel against him. He has made atonement, reparation, expiation for our sins against God, and has wiped away the debt we thus incurred. Tetelestai, it is finished, paid in full. As I mentioned on Good Friday, Barabbas, of all people, is an unexpected example of what Christ has done for us. When Pilate asked the people who they wanted him to release for them, Jesus or Barabbas, what did they say? "We want Barabbas." "What then shall I do with Jesus?" Pilate asked. The answer, "Crucify him." Barabbas, a thief, murderer, and violent insurrectionist, was saved from death by the death of Jesus. And we are all saved from the consequences of our sins if we repent of them and return to the Lord by the saving death of that same Jesus and by his resurrection from the dead, which, as I say, broke the power of hell and overthrew the tyranny of sin and death. If we accept the gift, if we embrace the giver. Who is that giver? None other than Jesus Christ himself, God's only begotten Son, who has overcome death and opened unto us the gates of new and unending life in him. And the Zarcolic for today reminds us, may we earnestly pray to God that by his prevenient grace, going before us, he would inspire in us good desires and give us the help we need to live out and live into those good desires he does inspire, that we may walk in the way which leads to life eternal. And so unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own sacred and precious blood, and hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, even Jesus Christ, our risen Lord, to him be glory and dominion, majesty and honor, forever and forevermore. Amen.